Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my vodcast. The power is in your now, but what exists now doesn't matter. So wrap your little noggin around that one. Now this little statement, the power is in your now, but what exists now doesn't matter. This seems like quite a little ironic paradox, doesn't it? Your power is in this now moment, but what exists physically in this now moment doesn't even matter, especially in relationship to what you want, because what exists you have already created and has nothing to do with what you can create. And what you can create is created now based on how you think now, not in the future. The power to create what you want is 100% in this now moment and where you are focused now. Your power is absolutely not in the past. Did you hear that? Your power is not in the past and certainly not in the future, because the past no longer exists and the future doesn't exist yet. And what you currently have or are doing or living in this now moment has absolutely nothing to do with how things will be for you in the future. For instance, your current lack of money has nothing to do with your potential for vast amounts of money that are possible for you in the future. And your power to create that wealthy future is in this now moment, but based upon what you think, not based on what you currently have physically. The past does not have to create your present or future, and your present does not have to create your future unless you keep focusing on what you have, not on what you want. And if you just keep focusing on what you have, you'll just keep creating more of what you have, which in this case is a lack of money. The trap that people fall into is the contrast of what they don't want causes them to desire improvement of what they do want, but they keep focusing on what they don't want, which is typically a lack of what they do want. So they keep manifesting more of what they don't want. The contrast of what people don't want causes them to desire improvement of what they do want, and so they keep banging the drum of the old thing that has inspired their desire to create something new. And if you can just focus on the new that isn't here yet, you can actually create that. So, but of course, people keep banging the drum of what they don't want, and so they keep manifesting more of what they don't want. And all that is needed is a simple switch to focus on what they do want. And the power to make that switch is right here and now, because the power is in your now. And the key to making that switch is following your feelings, specifically following good feelings, because it always feels good to think about getting what you want and being what you want to be and doing what you want to do. And it always feels good to think about what you don't. It always feels like crap to think about what you don't want, and to think about a lack of what you do want. So your power to create your desired future is in this now moment and what you are focused on. If you keep focusing on your current lack, you will continue to create more lack, just like your current lack, now and in your future. But if you can train yourself to focus on what you want that is not here yet, and enjoy the delicious feelings of being, doing, and having what you want. Now, you are focusing your creative power to manifest those desires. By feeling the feelings now of being, doing, and having what you want, now you bring your desired future to you here and now. You can't magically make the money or the honey manifest instantly before you, but you can feel the joyful, delicious feelings of having that money and spending that money now or having that honey in your bed, and you can enjoy the delicious, joyful feelings of playing with that honey and, getting jiggy-jiggy, et cetera, with that honey. If you're thinking about what you want but you feel bad, then you're not in this now moment capitalizing on your now moment power, because you're thinking about a lack of what you want, or you're thinking about how to get what you want, or who or when, and you're thinking about doubtful thoughts and fearful thoughts rather than existing thoughts. If you ask someone what they want, say in the realm of money or relationships, they will typically be very clear about what they don't want, and life has shown them those details very clearly by what they've already experienced. But most people haven't taken advantage of that clarity to become clear about what they do want and then start focusing on those delicious desires. Instead, they keep banging the drum of what they don't want. So they are wasting their now power by creating more stuff and people in situations that they don't like and don't want, instead of creating what they do want. Again, you have a foolproof guidance system telling you which direction you have been thinking based on how you have been feeling. If someone asks you how you are feeling, and if you answer any way other than totally freaking fantastic, then you have been thinking in less fun and possibly stinking thinking directions. You've been thinking in bad feeling ways. So the solution is quite simple. Start thinking in better feeling ways. Does it feel good to look at your zero bank balance and all of the bills staring you in the face? No. Then stop thinking about what you don't want and think about what you do want. Stop focusing on your bills and the lack of your money. Think about having the money and playing with the money and feel the relief of being debt-free and feel the excitement of going on that holiday or buying that car or buying that house. Think about anything nice and fun that is not even related to your money issue or your lack of money issue that is easy to like, love, and appreciate. What you're looking for first in any situation, especially when you feel bad, is relief. What can you do to get a little bit of relief? What can you do to just raise up your vibration a little bit? If you've headed down the dark path of lack, doubt, confusion, fear, and despair, well, there's no way you're going to jump from the lowest part of the valley straight up to the top of Joy and Abundance Mountain. You've got to walk there like everybody else, one step at a time. You got to think and feel your way there to the top of the mountain, one joyful thought at a time. 10 joyful thoughts gets you 10 steps closer to Joy Mountain. But 5 depressing thoughts takes you 5 steps back. So you're only 5 steps closer. Or if you have only 5 joyful thoughts and 10 lack-filled negative thoughts, well, you've gone 5 steps back. So you got to train yourself to become primarily a good-feeling thinker by focusing on the joy of having and being and doing what you want now, which brings your future to you here now, at least vibrationally and in a feeling way. You're looking for feelings, not things. Creation 101 is thought first, which creates vibration second, which creates a feeling third. Feeling is sort of like the gauge of what you've been thinking, the gauge of your vibration. And if you build enough momentum of these 3 steps in the positive directions of what you want must come to you because you are a vibrational match now to the feelings you will have when you have manifested your desires. So, do you get it? Do you understand? You're bringing your future to you here and now vibrationally and in a feeling way. First with the thought of what you want, then the vibration of your desire, and then the feeling, the joyful, exciting feeling of being, doing, and having your desire. And the feeling, the joyful, delicious, exciting feeling is the first physical manifestation of your desire. It's a feeling manifestation. The feeling manifestation comes before the physical manifestation. And if you don't have the feeling manifestation, the physical manifestation ain't coming, baby. And when you can feel the delicious, juicy, savory, ecstatic, sensual, joyful, luscious, delightful fun of your desire now, every time you do that, you are literally turning nothing into something. You are a magician. You're doing magic. You are making miracles. You're a miracle worker. And the longer you indulge in those delicious thoughts and joyful feelings of having what you want now, the more vibrational momentum you are building, and then this vibrational desire takes on a life of its own. And if you build up enough momentum, even your little doubts and fears have no effect upon it. Your 10,000 steps of positive, joyful deliciousness overshadow your occasional steps of doubt and fear. They're just pebbles on the track of your 100-ton freight train. Your freight train of positivity has so much momentum that those little teeny doubts do absolutely nothing. And no matter how far down in the valley you may go, you are always being guided towards the path of least resistance to better feeling thoughts to get you closer to the top of that mountain and closer to your desires, of course. Your GPS, aka your source, is always guiding you one step at a time, not in some sort of big giant quantum leaps. Your source is not yelling from the top of the mountain, "Get your ass up here," because from way up there to way down in the valley, you would not even be able to hear source say, "Come up here." You wouldn't even hear it. Or you would just think it was the wind, or you'd think it said, "Watch out for the bear," and you'd run the other way. Or you think your source might have said, "The pub is out of beer," and then you'd feel bad. "Oh shit, the pub's out of beer." So instead of yodeling from the top of the mountain, source is instead right there with you, on the journey with you, shining the light on the better feeling path. It's putting a vibrational aura around the person or the next step you need to take. It's just saying, "Go this way, go this way, go this way." It's just giving you nudges, giving you vibrational nudges. And no matter how much you listen or resist that divine guidance, your source never ever gives up on you, ever. Source never stops shining the light for you. Source never stops vibrating, "Come over here, come over here." No matter how recalcitrant and stubborn and resistant and controlling and angry or depressed or disappointed you may get, source never ever gives up and says, "Oh well, he's a lost cause, she's a lost cause, she never bloody listens, he never fucking listens to what I'm saying." But source does not speak in words. Source only speaks the language of vibration. We may translate those vibrations into words, but source is really not whispering in your ears saying, "Hey, come over here." Your source is just vibrating love's over here, or it's just vibrating, it's just over there vibrating love. It's just over there. It's not saying, "Hey, the fun's over there," or "the fun's over here." The source is just vibrating fun. Or joy is here, joy is here. Source never guides you either away from what you don't want. Source only guides you to what you do want. To better feeling stuff. So if you happen to head down the dark path, and don't blame source, don't blame God, source isn't there, God isn't there. And source always chooses the easiest path to get you what you want and get you where you want to go with the least amount of resistance and difficulty and the least amount of struggle possible. Struggle and hard work and sacrifice are not directions that Source ever focuses on or will ever guide you to. So all the religions who believe in struggle as some sort of twisted pathway to God will never ever find God there. Struggle and sacrifice and self-punishment and self-flagellation is not where God lives. God Source lives in Easeville, not Struggle Town. Source lives in Love Town, not Judgmentville. Source lives in heaven, not hell. And how people came up with the crackpot idea that the way to God was by punishing themselves, I will never know. It is completely illogical and makes absolutely no sense. It's completely contrary to people's general concept of heaven and God, for that matter. I guess that's how humans came up with the other crackpot idea of hell. So if you think you can find your way to God by proving how much you have struggled and sacrificed, well, all I can say is you're not going to find God anywhere there. And then you'll feel abandoned and resentful and angry at God. But your anger is completely misplaced because God never went to that struggle place and God never went anywhere. God never abandoned you. Source never, ever, 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 ever abandoned you and never will. It is you that has abandoned God. Source never, ever cuts itself off from you, but you pinch yourself off from Source with your stinking thinking and your addiction to hard work and struggle and doubt and fear and your desires to prove your worth that never ever needs proving. So your power is in your now because you only have this now moment anywhere. There is nothing else. There is no other moment. You only have now and then now and then now. And then you've got now, and then another now. It cracks me up to see people make decisions now based upon a nebulous future which completely robs them of the only thing that exists and the only thing that they have any control over, which is this now moment. Quote, "We need to split up because you're not committed to our future," unquote. What? There is no future. There is only now. And your focus on creating some sort of ideal future, some fairy tale future, is taking you away from the utter and complete joys of this now moment. Nothing and no one and nothing and no relationship ever, ever, ever lasts forever. There is only the relationship of now. And your future wealth and success and fame and future and fortune doesn't exist. They only exist now or not at all. If you feel your divine relationship now or your wealth and success now, well, now, then it exists. It exists now vibrationally and is real. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel the vibration of it. Even if it's not physically here yet, you can feel it. And it is inevitable that it will manifest physically in your life if you're vibrating it and feeling it long enough. But if you don't feel your lover or your success or your wealth or whatever you want here and now, then they are never going to exist in your future. I've seen myself and others in my life totally miss out on amazing, wonderful experiences now because they or we or I were focused on some sort of ideal that we must wait for or strive for or work hard for or sacrifice for. But those ideals can't ever come unless you're willing to enjoy what is here now. What is here now is your launching pad for your future moon landing. But if you disregard this now moment as meaningless because it's not perfect yet, well, you'll never achieve that perfection. that you desire, because that perfection is a feeling, not a person, thing, or a situation. And you can't have that person, thing, or situation now, but you can have the feeling of that person or abundance or whatever you want now. Because you can't make a quantum leap from the valley to the top of the mountain. There are countless pathways to the top of the mountain, but only one way to get there. And that is one joyful, fun step at a time. And the contrast of life, of what you don't like and don't want, is not something to avoid and fight against and hate, but instead to see the priceless value of what that contrast has inspired within you to have more improved desires and then create those desires into physical reality. You cannot know what you do like until you discover what you don't like. And you are never more clear about what you do want when you are clear about what you don't want. So, if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. All right, so, hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you did, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for lots of empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and manifest all the wealth and health and abundance that you want in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people and joyful-minded people and abundant-minded people and fun-oriented people create the happy an abundant lifestyle that we all love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. And of course, I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!